we're going right through in the sugya of Chalip, and I want to take, we spoke a little bit about Tosfos outside yesterday, so I want to take a look a little bit at Tosfos inside, and then move to the next part of Tosfos. So let's take a look at Tosfos inside. Let's just take a look at how to read just these lines of Tosfos over here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Isha b'pachas mishav pruta l'mekanya nafsho. So just to remind ourselves, the Gemara had wondered why it is that the Mishnah had to tell us that there are three ways to be mekadesh an isha. It just lists the three ways, and I know that there are three of them. I can count to three. Remember, Elmo, I can count even to three, even if it just lists the ways. I don't need it to tell me what the three ways are. So the Gemara said, no, it's lafuke chalipin. It's to tell me that you can't be mekadesh an isha with a kinyan chalipin. That's what the chiddush was trying to. That's what the chiddush of the Mishnah was. Why would I have thought chalipin? Because kicha kicha mistei Ephron, that I would think you can acquire an isha the same way you can acquire karka. And if you could acquire karka with chalipin, so you should acquire an isha with chalipin. That's what we learn, kicha kicha mistei Ephron. That's why it has to tell me, the Mishnah has to tell me, no, chalipin doesn't work for an isha. Asks the Gemara, why doesn't chalipin work for an isha? It's a very good argument. Kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Chalipin should work for an isha as well. So the Gemara says, no, because chalipin even works for pachas mishav pruta. When the handkerchief that you're giving for a chalipin is worth less than a pruta. But isha b'parchas mishav pruta lo mekanya, or lo mekanya nafsha. A woman is not makna herself for a less than a shavapruta, or a woman, and that's a Rashi had the girsa, is not mekanya nafsha for less than pachas mishav pruta, Rashi diginai hula, because it's a ginai. So we started to discuss yesterday is, what's the difference between the girsa of Lamakanya Nafsha versus Lamakanya? And does that vart of Ginaihula only work according to Rashi's girsa? And we suggested that yes, that Ginaihula idea only works according to Rashi. But let's see Tosfos inside how he reads this. Says Tosfos, Visha Baks Mishav Bruta Lamakanya Nafsha. Pirush Bakuntros Mishum de Ginaihula. Rashi says the reason she's not mocking herself is because it's a Ginai to her. Hilkach batil la toras chalipin b'kiddushin. Therefore, there is no chalipin by kiddushin. Va'afil b'kli she'esh b'shavapruta. Even if you happen to use a kli that's worth a shavapruta for your chalipin, even that's no good because chalipin is a possibility with less than a shavapruta. So if it's a possibility with less than a shavapruta, we don't want to allow it to happen even if you're going to use more than a shavapruta. If you actually give it b'toras chalipin. Now, if you give the shavapruta as kesef, and you say, Aram Gadeshli, b'kesef zu, or b'shavapruta, you know, with this item as kesef, then that would be fine. But if you're using it as a chalipin, it's not going to work because a woman's going to say it's beneath my dignity to be given over for kiddushin in a form of kinyan that could work with pachas mishavapruta. Fractosos, several kashas on Rashi. Kasha number one, the kasha of the Rabbeinu Tam. Dim kain, pashti yada v'kiblet, is tkadesh b'pachas mishav pruta. What's that kasha?
If she wants to, like,
let's say, be mochel. Yeah, well, she says, dignity? I don't have any dignity. Whatever you want, it's fine. Pachas mishav pruta, no problem. Tavu v'meis of tandum in the meis of armless. She just wants to be married. She doesn't care. So then it should work. If the woman is mochel. V'od, even to tali taima mishum de ginai hula, if the whole reason it doesn't work is because it's beneath her dignity, im kein amaylo parach b'gemara, then why doesn't the Gemara challenge this and ask, what if you have a super dignified woman who a prut is also beneath her dignity, and $1,000 is beneath her dignity, and she needs a million, she needs something really big. Bante de rabianai de kaptu anafshayu v'lo mekadshi b'pachos mitirka v'didiri. The women from Rabbi Yannai's house who were makbid that they dafka wanted, I don't want a gold ring, I want platinum. It's got to be platinum. For less than platinum, you're not getting a wife out of this. For less than platinum. So if they're makbid, if they have such a akpada. So Tosfos says, and lest you think I'm crazy by saying that I'm suggesting questions that the Gemara should ask, the Gemara asks this exact type of question. The Gemara asks this exact question on the statement of Beis Shammai. So since the Gemara does ask this exact question. So you see that in a different context on Daf Yud Aleph. So it makes sense that that it should ask the question over here. What was the context on Daf Yud Aleph? What is the Milsa de Beis Shammai where the Gemara asks it?
Why Beis Shammai chose a dinar as like
the we had a machlokas in our Mishnah whether the way to be Mekadesh Nisha with Kesef is it Shava Pruta or Shava Dinar. So why did Beis Shammai say Shava Dinar? Because Beis Shammai's understanding was an Isha Makpedes Alatzma. Ve'ina Miskadeshes Pepachos Midinar. A woman has a sense of dignity. Why, you think I'm going to give myself up for Kedushin for a nickel? It's going to cost you at least $5. I want a dinar, not a nickel. So the Gemara asks, and some of these Jewish women are Makbaran even more than $5. They want it to cost even more. So for them, the Gemara asks, for them, according to Beis Shammai, you should need even higher amounts of money. So the Gemara asks it on Beis Shammai. Why doesn't the Gemara ask it over here? I mean, if we're saying that the whole reason that Chalipin doesn't work is because it's beneath a woman's dignity, so the Gemara should ask, and if it's beneath a woman's dignity to use $1,000, then $1,000 shouldn't work either. So that is question number two. Question number three. Va'od kasha, third question. Kivan tesalka daita chashta lemigmar kinyane isha me kinyane sada. Since the Gemara over here is working with the assumption that we can learn the kinyanim of ishus from how to purchase a field, kicha kicha misteafron, imkein isha nami tikni bechazaka kimos sada. You should be able to be kona in isha with chazaka. Because how you acquire a field? Kesef, shtar, chazaka. How you acquire Nisha? Kesef, Shtar, Bia. No Chazaka. So Chazaka should work. Now one might have argued, maybe Bia is Chazaka. Bia is a fancy way of saying Chazaka. That Bia is a parallel to Chazaka. But that's what we had the whole shiur about Kinyane Ishus. That Kesef, that Bia is a very clear, it's an overt act of Ishus. It doesn't work midin chazaka because the whole kinyan of marriage is not a kinyan of ownership. I was like cringing a little bit. Rabbi Storch was giving a shiur earlier today to the before shachris to the voluntary shiur to any high school boys who want to finish Maseches Kiddushin. He says, "You give me 22 minutes, I give you Maseches Kiddushin. 22 minutes a day, he gives us a number a day, he's going to finish Maseches Kiddushin with them over the course of the year. Whoever sticks it out for the whole year." So he said, "Heisha niknes, a woman can be purchased." Purchased? No, she's not purchased. What is it? Anisha, it's a kinyan, but it's not a kinyan in terms of a purchase. It's a kinyan ishus. It's a show of a relationship. It's a chalos. It's a status that happens through a kinyan. What is the best way to express ishus? Well, bia is the most clear way to express ishus. That has nothing to do with chazaka. Chazaka expresses bailus. Chazaka expresses ownership. How do you express ownership? It's my field, so I can do renovations on it because it's mine. You're not doing renovations on the Isha when Mekadesh Bia. Bia and Chazak have nothing to do with each other, and that's what Tosis is asking. There is no kinyan of Ishus related to Chazaka. Chazaka is not a kinyan. Well, why not? Maybe we should invent one. Maybe do renovate. I don't know. Get her a nice haircut or something. I don't know. And that would be that would be a kinyan Chazaka. That you make it an Isha. Why don't we say, learn a Kicha Kicha, Mistaya from Ve'od? Question number, trying to number them over here. Question number, what is this, four? Ve'od. Dila Kaman Bay, the Gemara Bishtar Minala. And this we pointed out yesterday. The Gemara asks later on, how do we know that you could do Kiddushin with Shtar? Umay Bay, Ligmar Misada. What kind of Kasha? Just learn it from Sada. If Kicha Kicha, Mistaya from is so powerful, and we know shtar works for buying a field, shtar should work for kinyani issues. It should work for kiddushin as well. So those are the four kashas. Yeah.
The second two were like on Rashi.
Right. It didn't seem to be on Rashi. It was just more broadly that on the Gemara, that the Gemara is going to say, kicha kicha mistei afron. And it was on the hava min of the Gemara. That the Gemara has a hava mina, that we should learn kicha kicha mistei afron. Fractosos, if you're going to have such a hava mina, then we run into a lot of trouble. What's going on? We don't entertain the possibility that kicha kicha mistefron is the source of kinyan shtar for Nisha, or that there should be a chazaka for Nisha. It's a kasha on the hava min of the Gemara. L'kach nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, "Tigar sinan, Bepachos mishav pruta la mekanya. You have to take out your magic eraser and erase one word from our girsa of the Gemara. The Gemara's answer is not that bepachos mishav pruta la mekanya nafsha. It's bepachos mishav pruta la mekanya. She's not makna. There is no kinyan. V'lo garas nafsha. D'lo b'kpeda talya milsa. We're not goris the word nafsha because it has nothing to do with her own hakpada. And therefore, we answer question number
one and two.
It has nothing to do with whether she finds it beneath her dignity. And therefore, question number one is, what if a woman has no dignity? Well, it doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with dignity. Question number two is, what if a woman is super dignified? It doesn't make a difference. It has nothing to do with her dignity. Questions one and two were only because Rashi made it about the woman's dignity. So Tosfos asked two questions which are really the same question. And one and two are, if it's about the dignity, so what if, you know, and so you went in both directions. What if she has no dignity? What if she has a lot of dignity? So it would have to be a sliding scale of dignity, is what Tosfos's question really is. And Tosfos's answer is, it's not about the dignity. So right there, that's the answer to questions one and two. Ela hainu taima. What the Gemara is trying to say is that the reason it doesn't work with Chalipin, Mishum Degamar Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, Tichsiv Be Kesef, Ubepachs Mishav Putal Amikri Kesef. No, what we're saying is, you know why it doesn't work with Chalipin? Because Kidushe Kesef is derived Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, and Chalipin is supposed to be a form of Kesef. That's the Chiddush that Tosfos is saying. Chalipin is supposed to be a form of Kesef. And Kesef has to be a Shavaputa. Kesef has to be a Shavaputa. When the Gemara asked the question, well, why Taka can't you use Chalipin? Bishtar v'chazaka lo hiksha. Didn't ask, well, why can't you use Shtar? Why can't you use Chazaka? Meaning, what's Tosfos trying to answer now? Questions number three and four. Questions number three and four were, if you're going to say in the Havamina of the Gemara that we learn everything from Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, well, we should learn Shtar Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, which we don't. We should learn Chazaka Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, which we don't. So if you're really going to learn from Miste Efron, you should learn those things also. So Tos says, no, that was never a Havamina. Why? Tapshita delo gamina kicha lasos isha b'kikol inyane sada. We're not saying that you acquire a woman the same way you acquire a field. Kicha kicha miste efron is not teaching us that the same way you acquire a field, you acquire a wife. As we pointed out, these are two totally different types of kinyan. Kinyan of a field, you become the owner of a field. Kinyan of a wife, you do not become the owner of the wife. You create a chalos ishus. It's a very technical detail that we learn kicha kicha miste efron. It's this little detail that money works. That money works to affect the kinyan of a field, which affects bailus, and money works to affect the kinyan ishus, which has nothing to do with bailus, which is about creating a chalos ishus. But it's only on that little detail that money works. But it's not about acquiring something, and therefore it's not about all the darkei kinyanim. Because most of the darkei kinyanim are specifically about showing bailus. And normally that's what a kinyan is about. It's about showing, when you lift something up, you're moshech into your rishus, showing I'm the owner. You bring it into your rishus that you're the owner. By ishus, it's not about becoming an owner. It's not about becoming an owner. That's what we pointed out, that the Gemara even has avamina. The woman can give the man the money, the Gemara has avamina. And it would be a kiddushin. Because it's not about buying something. It's about creating a chalos. So these other kinyanim don't make sense for ishus. It's just this one detail about kesef. And that's why the Gemara is going to ask later on how we know that you could be kona with a shtar. Because we only learn from Sada about Kesef, Dafka, Dichsiv Bekicha, Velo Parich Michalipin. And why are we asking about Chalipin then? Chalipin is a form of Kenyan. Says tells us, no, it's not. Velo Parich Michalipin, Alamishum Davi Kein Kesef. The only reason we're asking about Chalipin is because Chalipin is a form of Kesef. So since it's a form of Kesef, that's why we're saying, oh, if we're going to learn Kesef Kicha Kicha Miste Efron, we should learn Chalipin also Kicha Kicha Miste Efron. Dekra Sheyesh Behem, the Kesef Dekra Sheyesh Behem Shava Pruta. V'achi pirusho ve'ema hachi nami she'tikni isha b'chalipin k'sheyesh pa'osam chalipin shavapruta ke'en kesef tekra. That just like kesef, that's a shavapruta, works, when chalipin is a shavapruta, at least when it's a shavapruta, it should work. Tfei mishtar sheyesh bo shavapruta, dein tzarek sheyesh v'ashtar pruta. Whereas more than a shtar that's worth a shavapruta, which is an entirely different mechanism. And that's what the Gemara answers, that no, that since chalipin broadly, as a kinyan, chalipin does work on less than a shavapruta, broadly speaking, as a kinyan, it works on less than a shavapruta, so mele, we don't allow chalipin, even when it is more than a shavapruta, to work for kinyani ishus. But that's, shavapruta is lo mekanya. So this is one of the terutzim of Tosos, that from kicha, kicha, mistayafron, we don't learn that that anything that's right for karka is right for ishus. The havamina is that chalipin would work, but the maskana of the Gemara is that it's not that way. Now, this idea is a very interesting idea, that chalipin works mitam kesef. Meaning he's saying chalipin is fundamentally different than a shtar. We never had a havamina that we'd learn shtar kicha kicha misteyafron, because shtar has nothing to do with kesef. But there's a havamina to learn chalipin kicha kicha misteyafron, because chalipin is all about kesef. Mechitezi. Who said chalipin is all about kesef? Also, the maskana of the Gemara is a little hard to understand according to Tosfos. What's the maskana of the Gemara? What's the Gemara's answer? Why can't you use chalipin for kiddushin? The kasha was, you should be allowed to because chalipin is mitam kesef. So what's the answer? Oh, so there are two ways. Either you could say chalipin is not mitam kesef at all, or that it is mitam kesef, but me'ezetam she'yia, it's not going to work for a kinyanishus. Tosos clearly learns that it's not mitam kesef, because Tosos has the girsa lo mekanya, it's just not kona, that it just it doesn't work as a kinyan. So it's not mitam kesef. That in order to create kesef, you need shavapruta. You need something that only works with shavapruta. Chalipin works with less than shavapruta. That's the raya. That's not mitam kesef. But the way Rashi might read it, might read the Gemara, is that the Gemara's answer is, you're right, chalipin works mitam kesef. And really, that's why there's a very strong havamina that chalipin should work for kiddushin. But you know why it doesn't in the end? Technicality. It's beneath a woman's dignity to be makna herself. Meaning, Rashi and Tosfos were both have kashas number 3 and 4 to deal with. However, Rashi answers questions number 1 and 2. What do you do with a woman who has no dignity or a lot of dignity? Rashi's going to have to answer questions 3 and 4 as well. So probably the way Rashi understands it, again, questions 3 and 4 of why don't we derive shtar from kicha kicha? Why don't we derive chazaka from kicha kicha? Pashas Rashi will answer the same way Tosfos does. That chalipin is mitin kesef. And that's why we don't derive it. Derive shtar, and that's why chalipin is more, there's more of a reason to derive chalipin kicha kicha misteyafron than there is to derive shtar or chazaka, because chalipin is midin kesef. What's the Gemara's answer then? Why taka doesn't chalipin work? A technicality. So once you say that's the girsa, that isha lamikin and nafshu l'pachas mishavapruta, it means b'derech klal chalipin is midin kesef, but by kiddushin it doesn't work. Ginai hula, that's Rashi. So Tos says, well, then what, so then all we're left with for Rashi, all we're left with in terms of Rashi is Tosas kashas on Rashi, the first two kashas. Why don't we have a sliding scale of dignity? So what you have to say is that there is a das kaladam, and batal daitse, it's a das kaladam, meaning to be miyashiv the first two kashas, not the end of the world. You can say a woman can't claim, well, I have no dignity. Another woman will claim, I'm so dignified, I'm only going to do it for $1 billion. No, we say a typical woman is, she'll get over herself and she'll be willing to accept a pruta. And therefore, we have to make a derech of kinyan that works for everybody. And that's the derech that works for everybody. Now, Tosfos then moves on to discuss shichur avadim. with chalipin. Now, in order to understand the discussion and to involve ourselves in the discussion, it's important to have a little bit of a working knowledge of Gittin Daf Lamed Tes. I'm going to have to end here early today because I got to get to YU today, but we'll just at least get the conversation started. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes on Beis talks about a kinyan when a person is Meshachrev Kanani Alidei Chalib. Can you be Meshachrev Kanani Alidei Chalib? So the Gemara says that Hahu Amsa, Dav Mar Shchimera, there was a woman, a maidservant. The master was sick. Asya ubachya kamei. She came and she cried to him. Ademas tishtabit hayitza. How long am I going to remain meshubar? Am I going to remain in slavery? Why, what was she worried about? She was a shivcha kananis. What's the halacha by an eved kanani or shivcha kananis when the master dies? It's like karka, it goes to Yerusha, goes to the kid. So she's like, you've been such a nice master to me. You're so wonderful. Your kid's a nice farf. I don't want to work for your kid. How long am I going to be like this for? Do something for me. Parenthetically, Eved Ivri? What's din by an Eved Ivri? This is going to be important later. What's din by an Eved Ivri if the master dies within his years of Avdus? Eved Ivri does not go be Yerusha. But, it's a strange halacha, the son gets the Eved Ivri. So what does it mean? It doesn't go be Yerusha. There's two dinim. There's a din called Yerusha, and there's a din called Kam Tachtav. Kam Tachtav means the son takes the place of the father. That the son is like an extension of the father, like Brak Haradavua. By an Eved Ivri, when the master dies, if he has a son, the son is Kam Tachtav, and the son becomes the owner of that Eved. But let's say he doesn't have a son. So what happens to his fields and his money when he doesn't have a son? Goes to whoever, his daughters, his brothers, his whatever. His wife gets supported from the estate, but it's not an actual direct Yerusha. But it goes to other relatives. What about his Eved if he doesn't have a son? He goes free. There is no din of Yerusha by an Eved Ivri. By an Eved Ivri, there's a din of Kam Tachtav. That's the din by an Eved Ivri. That's why you have a din of Yiyud by an Eved Ivri. What's the din of Yiyud? That by an Amma Ivriya, that you could be miyaid specifically for his son. For his son. Why specifically for his son? Because his son is Kam Tachta. That you can give her to the son to do yield. That's why the Pasuk says, someone who dies, Uben Eimlo, you give the Yerusha to his daughters, but it doesn't say that you give. That you give the Eved to the daughters, right? Yerusha you give to the daughters, but an Eved you don't give to the daughters. So now, what happened over here? The Gemara in Gittin tells us this woman came crying. I'm a shivcha. What's going to be? I don't want to work for your son. He takes a kli, v'shadaba, v'amar kni ha u'kni nafsheh. Takes a kli and he gives it to her. He says, "Bikona this kli, and through that you'll bikona yourself." In other words, what kind of kinyan is that? That's chalipin. The kli is the symbolic way that she's being kona herself, and she's yatzul chemis. So that was that was his intention. So you see that he was trying to be meshachar b'chalipin. The Gemara says, "Does that work?" The Gemara says, "No." Havalei kelev shel makna. Says it's Kalev Shalmakna, meaning he didn't do Chalipin properly. Because he gave the Kalev Shalmakna, didn't give the Kalev Shalkona. When you're doing a Kinyan Chalipin, whose Kalim do you use? Do you use the one who's giving or the one who's acquiring? So he used the wrong Kli. He used Kalev Shalmakna, not Kalev Shalkona, so it didn't work. Kinyan Chalipin generally only works when it's from the Kona to the Makna, not the other way around. So now, from the Kona to the Makna. So when we sell our chametz to John Brown says, now pick up this pocket knife. We have to pick it up because we are the Makna. He is the Kona, so he uses his pocket knife to give to us to pick up. Kalev shel Kona to the Makna. Now, that itself is a machlokas amarayim, whose kalim we use by Chalipin. Rav holds it's Caliph Shalkona, Levi holds it's Caliph Shalmakna. We paskin like Rav, they use Caliph Shalkona. So at a wedding, let's say, in the Sarah Kiddushin, there's a kinyan with the chasa. So he's a shaliach for the kala, because that's who the ksub is going to. So it works midin zechiyah. So the Masada Kedushin, as the shliach of the kala, uses his own kalim and gives it to the chasan in order to give him shabbat the chasan. That's kalim shel kona, because the kala is the one being kona. The chasan is the one being makna, all the shibutim. So the Masada Kedushin uses his own kli, because he's an extension of the kala, he's the kona. So now we hold you need kalim shel kona. So in Gittin Lamites, the woman comes and the guy gives her his own kli. Doesn't work. He used kalim shel Makna. There's a major machlokas rishonim. This background's important. Major machlokas rishonim. Why the chalipin didn't work. Tosfos in Gittin Lamites and Beis says, well, it's clear in the Gemara why it didn't work. He used the wrong kli. But had he used Caliph Shalkona, there's no fundamental problem with using chalipin to affect shichrur. Chalipin works to affect shichrur. As long as you use the right kli. Aye, but there's no pasuk in the parsha of Shichur Eved that tells us about using chalipin, mehichi tesi, that chalipin should work. So you have to say, you know how we know it works? Because kesef works to affect Shichur. And if chalipin is an offshoot of kesef, chalipin's going to work as well. That's shitas ha-tosos. Tosos l'shitasam. Tosos over here says chalipin is an offshoot of kesef. Tosos over there says chalipin is going to work for shichur eved. Why? Because it's an offshoot of kesef, and kesef works for shichur eved. Other rishonim say no. You look around there, and the other rishonim, I think the Rashba, chalipin doesn't work for shichur eved. The Gemara is saying that this guy tried to be shichur eved. He did everything wrong. First of all, he tried to do chalipin. Second of all, even if he was going to do chalipin, he did it wrong. You don't do chalipin with your own kelim, you do chalipin with the kelim shalkona. It was just piling on. But really, it doesn't get started. There is no chalipin on shichur shalevet. Why not? Well, if you hold chalipin is not midin kesef, you understand very well why not. Because mehechi tesi that it should work. It never says in the Torah that chalipin works for kinyan shalevet. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin, records the same machlokas. Now, it's interesting, by kesef, we never find such a machlokas. Whose kesef do you use? Kesef shel kona or kesef shel makna? You go to the store and you acquire your groceries with kesef. Is there a havamino whose kesef you're going to use? Of course you use your kesef. Tell the storekeeper, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to take all these groceries, and you're going to pay me for that. And that way, you know, that way we'll have a proper kinyan. No, it's never possible that the kona is the one that gives the kesef. So how's it shaykh that we have a machlokas by chalipin, whether it's kalif shel kona, kalif shel machlokas in the Gemara? So what you have to say, al karchach, is that according to Levi that used kalif shel makna, chalipin can't be midin kesef. It doesn't make sense to have kalif shel makna if it's midin kesef. According to Rav, there's room to argue whether chalipin's midin kesef or not. According to Rav, that you got to use kalif shel kona, so then maybe you can argue. Then you have room for shitas ha-tosos. Shitas ha-tosos within Rav, that you use kalif shel kona, then it makes sense that chalipin should work with should work midin kesef. That's the mechanism that chalipin works with. One more point. Tosos in Sanhedrin of Samech Chesed Beis tells us that when you have a das makna, you don't need a das kona. Which means, two people involved in every transaction, the one giving, the one receiving. Normally you need das to make a kinyan. Let's say the person receiving is a child. First day of Sukkot, you want to give the child the lulav and esrog so that it could be yotzei lachem, it will be his. Child doesn't have das to be kona. Can he be kona? Yes. Because you have das to be makna to him. If you have das makna, you don't need das kona. Midor raisa, katan can be kona, because there's a das acheres makna. There's someone else with das being makna to him. So the ikar das in kinyanim is the das of the makna. According to Levi, that we use kelav shel makneh in chalipin. So clearly chalipin is not payment. What's chalipin then? What's the other possibility if chalipin is not midin kesef? So what emerges is that chalipin is probably, and when we see this explicit in Rishonim, chalipin is probably an expression of das. That every kinyan requires das. Chalipin shows, why is it that we do a chalipin when you make a rabbi your shliach sell your chametz? It's a way of showing I'm serious, that I really mean it, that there's a high order of das over here. You know how chalipin works? Chalipin works by expressing das. It's a giloy das that the makneh is all in, that it's a haknah midas. Other kelim aren't working, other kinyanim don't necessarily work midin das, they work midin hachnas al-rishos. I want this item to be mine, I take it, I pick it up, I bring it into my house, I'm Moshech, I do something, I actually bring it into my rishos, but by chalipin, the item could be in Timbuktu, it could be anywhere. It's not going anywhere, it's not moving. So where's the kinyan? So the kinyan's not happening with the maisa of hachnas al-rishos. What's the kinyan happening with? It's all in here. It's all das. That's how chalipin works, according to Levi. It has to work. Midin das. So the way, just to summarize, we have machlokes Rav and Levi, whose kli you use for chalipin? Kelev shel kona or kelev shel makna? If you hold chalipin works midin kesef, that machlokes makes no sense. Levi's shita makes no sense. Only Rav's shita makes sense. If it's midin kesef, of course the one who's acquiring is the one that has to give the money. So of course it will be his kli. So what's Levi thinking? How does chalipin work? The other possibility of how chalipin works is that chalipin needs a very high level of das. It's a great expression of seriousness about the kinyan. And you need that high level of das specifically when the item's not here and no one's taking it into their rishus. So what we're going to discuss be'ezras Hashem tomorrow, you have to take a look at the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Avodim Halacha Gimel, the Ritva in Gittin Daf Lamed Tes, the Rambam in the 29th parak of Hilchos Mechira Halacha Tes, and we have to see what are the nafkaminas between whether chalipin works midin money or whether it works midin das. One nafkamina we already saw, whether you can use kelev shel makne. If it works midin money, no way. If it works midin das, then possibly you can use kelev shel makne. So Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.